I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. For a year, Hartford Mayor Pedro Segarra has taken criticism that his minor league baseball stadium plan was hatched in secret without state input. But now, new details are coming out about who knew what and when, stoking tension between Segarra and Governor Daniel Malloy. The mayor and the governor used to agree on one thing.
We've not asked for state participation, and it's totally our own local project.
I did not engage in discussions with the team, management, ownership, or Hartford.
That was all back in June 2014 when Segarra announced the stadium plan and Malloy responded at a press conference. The governor was in the middle of his own reelection campaign. He wasn't exactly eager to get into a fight between Hartford and New Britain, the city from which Hartford was poaching its baseball team. But now, Segarra says Malloy knew more than he was letting on.
The state was approached before the development was even announced.
That's Segarra this week on WNPR's Where We Live, revisiting the issue with host John Dankosky.
There was an election going on at that time, and I think that the governor's decision was to sort of stay out of it. And
I didn't know that. So you took it to the governor before we knew about the ballpark plan?
During that period of time, I don't know, just around that period of time, it was presented in terms of this is what we want to do. We would like to get some state support.
Okay. See, what I had heard from the state was that they hadn't been approached at all by the city of Hartford.
There was an election going on at that time.
Now, Malloy's people agree that there was, in fact, a meeting before the official rollout. They say Segarra presented a few drawings of what a stadium could look like, but it was all pretty vague, which leaves this uncomfortable political knot. Last year, it was Malloy who didn't want Segarra dragging him into a political fight, and this year, it's Segarra who, faced with criticism that he didn't include the state at all, pointing a finger at the governor and saying that actually, Malloy knew what was happening all along, but he didn't want to get involved. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.